Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sherry reaches second base with a double. Moran moves to third. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hook strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dick Ellsworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to third. Ellsworth moves to second. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers tags and scores. Ellsworth tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ellsworth scores. Brock moves to third. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Santo reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Galen Sisco now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burkell is 0-for-1 in the game. Burkell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Hubbs moves to third. Burkell moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. Burkell scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellsworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman now catching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burton moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Santo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burton scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, Cubs. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McKenzie strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burkell hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ellsworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing center field. Chico Fernandez now playing second base. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball towards center. Cannell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cannell. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McKenzie is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Verpel fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Burton reaches second base with a double. Brock moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 3 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Al Moran. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.